This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Good morning, Thomas. How do you fare, my good
hello,
sir?
Hello, Mikey, and hello, Melbourne. Welcome to Thursday, our favourite day of the week.
It's your favourite day of the week,
I
really.
I get to see you in person.
Oh, Thomas.
It's really nice. It makes my day.
You warm my heart. I actually ruined my day really early on. I'll talk about it later. But
I was going to say your hair looked terrible this morning. Is that what you meant?
Well, I got a haircut yesterday, though.
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
You know, I'm not going to let you insult me because I'm in the well already. I'm already at rock bottom and I can't see myself getting better.
Are you serious? You mean there's a chance today I could make you cry? There is a chance today we might see tears.
I'm on edge. I feel so guilty about what I've done and I can't remedy the situation, which is the worst.
You know, I'm sitting on my edge in anticipation. I can't wait for you to tell me. You refuse to tell me. I suppose it's better tell me on air.
Joe from Queensland needs major phallus surgery. He's a man that faces a problem that a lot of men face. We face this. Well, I don't know if we face this problem, but men face this problem, right?
Yeah, where keep yourself in this little basket. Yeah.
We often ponder whether or not what you've been endowed with is to standard, right?
Okay, so I get where you're going. You keep saying the word phallus. You meant to say the word PP, penis.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm being polite and professional. This man, Joe from Gympie in Queensland. Do you know where Gympie is?
Yeah, it's in Queensland, so it's like halfway up. Inland a little bit.
Okay. Well, Joe from Gympie, Queensland, he's not just a little bit unsure of his endowment, he's pretty ashamed of it, and so is his partner, because he's taken to crowdfunding to completely give his little tallywhacker a bit of a makeover. We're talking vasectomy, circumcision, and penis enlargement.
Well, I mean, for number one, he's in for a big rude shock, because I don't think there's such a thing as an enlargement. I think it's...
That's what I was wondering.
I don't think it is. And I don't know. I've never had to test about it, but... Would you honestly let someone with a knife go cutting near you? No.
No, well, I mean, if I had to, yeah. But to get the three operations, his reasoning for it is, one, for the vasectomy, he doesn't want any more children. Fair enough.
That's fair enough. And it's good to actually make that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't want to overpopulate the world and all of that jazz. And good on him. Number two, this one's a bit sad. He said his wife is apparently quite disappointed with his microphallus. And he states he just wants to please his wife. So we're talking, it's a lot below small.
Well, okay, well, and that's true. But, I mean, you don't know. I mean, out at Gympie, maybe she's been out at the, you know, the cattle ranch and seen what big ones.
Well, you disgust me. You do.
Well, I don't know. But just, sorry. Look, it's terrible. Why would someone... Don't worry about it. I mean...
Well, that's what I want to know. Is there something that you'd want to get surgery on to fix up?
Well, the only growth I seem to have on me is called Mikey, DJ Mikey D.
Okay.
Would I have that removed?
Yeah. You're so predictable. I just want to know if there's anything you want to get operated on.
No. Why would I want to get operated on? It took me 51 years to be comfortable in my skin. Why would I want to mentally stuff with myself and change things now?
Wow.
It's taken a long time, and I look back now on pictures of me when I was 17 to 21, and I was so body conscious, scared to take my shirt off at the beach. I look back now and think, bloody hell, I'd never look so bloody good. So embrace the looks and what you have now, young man, because I tell you what, it just gets worse and worse as we get older.
You are so positive. I'll tell you what, Thomas, I've had operation on my body that's changed me aesthetically.
Well, I knew your nose had been done.
I can definitely tell your nose.
It's way too straight for an Italian.
You are such a confused... No, you're conspiracy theorist. What I got done was when I was in high school, I had... My left boob here was growing.
Like your pectoral?
Yeah, my pectoral. I was growing a boob, like properly something underneath. I think it was like hardened tissue was growing there. It was painful. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a tumour. I was really scared. Turns out it was benign.
I would have been scared too. I mean, because men can get breast cancer, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just a female thing.
Well, I was so nervous. I remember going to the doctor's office and he was telling me about all the gory stuff they had to do to it. And I almost passed out because it was just so nasty to think that was happening. So now I've got two different coloured nipples. Fun little story for you.
Well, I noticed that on your Facebook page, didn't we? We discussed it. That's okay. Well, I'm so glad that you... Just enjoy yourself how you are, everyone. Your body's beautiful. Everyone has a great body.
You are so positive, Thomas. You are. Tom, I've been telling you about how I've been really, really guilty this morning. I've done something bad.
I caught Mikey coming down Burke Street on his skateboard in tears. I wasn't quite sure. Well, you weren't crying. You were welled up a little.
I'm still a bit white, like shocked by it, you know? I'm a bit white-faced. So here's what happened. I go to the station near my neighbourhood every single morning, right? I get on my skateboard, I skate down to the end of the platform so I can get myself a seat on the back carriage. There's always a spot there with the tradies. And as I'm standing there, a guy comes through and he walks directly in front of me and just stands in front of me as the train's coming. I'm thinking, come on now, this is my spot. You don't do this.
So you were standing in, like, ready at the platform and somebody walks in front of you between the train and you.
Yeah.
So that really annoys me. That really rubs me the wrong way. Go on, wait for it.
Yeah. So then I walk up, like, you know, I move out of his way and go to the right of him. And he does it again and he's the first one to the door. I think, okay, he's just antsy to get a seat. Fair enough.
And there's probably 400 seats on a train. That's what annoys me.
I guess it's a bit packed in my line.
Yeah, but it's not packed that people can't get on the first train in the morning.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, like, yeah.
So he opens the door and he takes his step in.
Did he fall? No.
So I got to take a step as well. And I stand on his shoe, I dislodge it, and it falls down into the gap between the train.
Are you saying so?
And
when
the platform.
He went to push in front of you, you hit the back of his shoe, it slipped off and fell between the train.
Yeah.
Wow. So what happened?
Well, I went to reach down, he just grabbed me by the shoulder and lifted me up, and he's like, nah, mate, don't worry. But he was so dejected, and I just realised I've ruined this man's, not just morning, his day. He's shoeless. He's going to rock into his workplace and
You'd go home. You wouldn't get on a train and keep going with one shoe.
Well, he did.
No way.
He did. He's going to be the butt of the joke for the entire day.
He could be.
They're going to call him Shoey.
Maybe he's the boss, so no one will only laugh behind his back.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's brand new to his job.
Could you imagine if it was his first day at work? He's polished those shoes. They're probably the only shoes he owns. You don't know. Oh, Mikey, that's terrible. You owe him a new pair of shoes.
If you're listening in just now, I accidentally stood in the back of someone's shoe this morning at the train station and their shoe fell between the gap and we couldn't get it back.
Why were you trying to reach between a train and a platform anyway? It's like danger 101.
Yeah, just to show him that I was...
We taught our children at 2 years old to stand away from the train.
I know. I was just to show him that I'm so sorry.
Oh, see, that shows the difference between you and I. You know, you're upset. You've stolen someone's shoe.
Yeah, big time upset.
See, I'd still be laughing. I would. Oh, that would be the best. I would have Instagram, you know, Facebook, saying when I'm done,
terrible.
I'd be so proud of myself. No, especially if they're pushing. I'd call that karma.
Yeah, but not to lose a shoe. And now I'm thinking, if you're out there, I'm happy to pay for your brand new pair of shoes.
Be careful
I feel
saying
so
that
bad.
Because you don't know what type of shoes they were.
A brand new pair of $100 shoes. How about that?
Well, how about splurge and get him a whole pair of Dunlop Volleys? You know, it's a really good pair.
I'll pay
him 1826s.
You don't know how bad I feel for this man. I feel like I've committed a crime.
I thought you did something horrible. I'm impressed.
This is horrible. Here's another moral dilemma for you. A waitress or waiter, I can't remember what it was, had a group
of...
A wait person.
Yeah, we don't have to sex anybody here.
We don't. I'm just remembering what the news article said.
Yep.
A wait person had a group of about 30-something-year-olds come into their restaurant. They were fine. They were lovely people. And they asked for a round of cocktails.
Yum. Was it me and my friend?
That's your thing. A couple of queens rolling through. Look, they ordered the round of cocktails, mm-hmm. and that was fine. And then the wait person overheard the group, one of the women, talk about how she's 14 weeks along. Coming across again, the wait person heard them still talking about the same subject and definitively found out that the lady was pregnant. So when the next round of cocktail orders came, the wait person asked for one of them to be a virgin cocktail with no alcohol in it, and they served them that virgin cocktail for the rest of the night. And they ordered about 5-6 rounds, right?
So a group of people are sitting at a table. The wait person hears that one of them is expecting a baby.
Correct.
So then she goes and substitutes her drinks with virgin drinks, even though she asked for an alcoholic cocktail.
Correct.
Ooh.
So after they leave, they get outside, they're waiting for their Uber. The person then comes back in, the pregnant lady comes back in with a receipt and says, hey, why does it say virgin here? The person does
Of course,
a white...
Because they'd work out cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Person does a white lie and says, oh, well, I just, you know, because you're pregnant, I assumed you wanted them virgin. The person then goes, talks to the manager. The manager tears through the employee. The employee is at risk of losing their job at this stage. Is this person in the right?
Well, oh God, are you asking me that opinion? That's really scary. Look, do you know what? No one has the right to tell anybody what to do. At the end of the day, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. That's what I always strongly believe.
Well, it's hurting a baby potentially.
Yeah, but you know what? Science comes and goes all the time. Is one drink going to...
They had about four rounds.
Do you know what? I can't get involved in this one.
Okay.
I think...
Fair enough.
You know, look, it's time for personal responsibility. It really is. I mean, look, go back to the 60s when I was born. But our parents drank and smoked cigarettes. I mean, I was looking at a picture of my fourth birthday party. I'm blowing out a candle. There's, like, beers next to it. My dad's mate's holding a cigarette smoking. You can see the cigarette as he's holding me up so I could blow the candles out. I'm saying life has changed. I didn't change any difference. And our parents drank and smoked when we were little.
Yeah, look, you've come out fine.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.